I'm VOA's Scott Walterman with your worldwide news update.
Jimmy Carter lived a life measured not by words, but by his deeds.
Preparations are underway for the formal memorials to be held for former U.S. President Jimmy Carter. Carter passed away Sunday at 100 years old. In one of his final appearances, Carter told VOA News,
I would like to see the United States in the future strive to be the number one champion in the world of peace and human rights.
Jimmy Carter, dead at 100. While South Korean investigators looking into the crash of a jetliner Sunday that killed 179 people, an aviation expert says the apparent hydraulic failure in the jet is not what killed those on board.
The passengers were killed by hitting a solid structure just over the end of the runway, where a solid structure should not be.
He says that solid structure contained the instrument landing system antenna, which should be collapsible. The United States has released $125 billion in weapons to Ukraine. It's part of the nearly $2.5 billion security package announced by President Biden in September. Ukraine brought home 189 prisoners of war in the latest exchange with Russia. President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the United Arab Emirates and other partners for facilitating the swap. Police in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, tried to disperse demonstrators on Monday protesting what they say is a wave of unexplained abductions of government critics.
I am on my knees begging you to end this brutality.
This is VOA News. Syria's de facto leader, Ahmed al-Shara, has warned that getting ready for elections could take a few years. Here's Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
In an interview with the Saudi state-owned broadcaster Al Arabiya, Shara said it would take about a year for Syrians to see drastic changes after the fall of Assad family rule and the end of 13 years of civil war.
Election infrastructure in Syria at this time is ailing. It needs rebuilding. Today we are talking about the displacement of more than 15 million people from Syria, between displaced and refugees. Most do not have a fixed registration. No one knows what the population of Syria is today.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reporting. Black smoke rose near the Indonesian hospital in Gaza's Jabalia as aid workers delivered supplies and helped evacuate some patients. Jonathan Whittall is one of them.
All around us, fighting is ongoing. We've been trying to reach the north of Gaza 140 times in the last 2 months. Every time has been denied. People here have no food, no water, no sanitation, nothing.
The head of the World Health Organization on Monday called for an end to attacks on hospitals in Gaza after Israel struck one and raided another in the past few days. Elon Musk stirring up controversy in Germany after making an endorsement in the upcoming German elections. Details now from Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The German government has sought to downplay efforts by tech entrepreneur Elon Musk to get involved in the country's election campaign by repeatedly endorsing the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD, party. Christian Hoffmann, German government spokesman, tells lawmakers it is indeed the case that Elon Musk is trying to influence the federal election through his statements. He's free to express his opinions. Musk caused an uproar over the weekend after backing the AfD in a major newspaper ahead of key parliamentary elections, leading to the resignation of the paper's opinion editor in protest. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Revelers known as El Enfarinats, that means those covered in flour, staged a mock and messy coup in the Spanish town of Ibi this weekend, using flour and eggs as their weapons.
For me, it's a very interesting celebration here.
El Enfarinats goes back over 200 years to mark the Day of the Holy Innocents. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.